talking with NDSU's Andrew Friskop. And Andrew, as we were just talking beforehand here, for the work that you do, not as interesting a topic to talk about this year because we've been seeing very little disease pressure in the wheat crop. But like you said, there are some parts where we've maybe had to spray a couple times, do some typical management practices. And so what reminders do you have for farmers, whether they had to tend to their wheat crop or not this year?
When you think about the state this year, the wheat crop didn't have a lot of disease. And I think that's probably the same mentality of across the state. But we have some pockets that had to spray and a little bit worried. And when I think about this, you know, what do we think the term of management is? We're at a point now is we know what disease was this year, but what's next year? And what are some of the things we'll be focusing on? And my message today is focusing on our most important foliar disease, bacterial leaf streak, and always reminding growers how to manage our most important small grain disease and Fusarium head blight.
Well, with low disease pressure, that has to aid in the harvestability of this crop for the crop that is going to be put through the combine.
Yeah, with the low disease pressure, it gives us a little bit of optimism too, having to worry about as much quality issues maybe on the back end when you're taking it to the point of sale. So that's always good, and certainly not having to worry about maybe some of those additional inputs and questioning decisions, should I have and shouldn't I have. And we're in a scenario now where I think there's a lot of still have a sense of optimism in some of the crop. And one thing I could say is I don't think we're going to have so much of the issues that we've seen with diseases that we've looked at in the past 3 to 4 years.
Well, you know, and as farmers start to think harvest and, like you said, start to think to next year, what other reminders do you have for them? I know you mentioned bacterial leaf streak, but, you know, sometimes dryness brings a whole new set of challenges as well.
Yeah, so when we think of dry weather, I mean, we have diseases that can fit any type of weather pattern. This year specifically, the dry weather and periods of stress is we've seen more root rots of wheat and then barley across the state. They always look a lot worse than what they really are, but it's something just to kind of keep in mind. And there's really not a fine-tuned management option for that. And although you've seen it this year, you might not see it next year. And so when you're making those decisions for variety selection, still focus on what is your historically problematic diseases that you have, and always make sure to check those scores and how you're going to be able to manage that in season. Mm-hmm.